Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So why do I film from the car? Listen, I've gotten a lot of haters, okay? And this is a personal preference. So if you want to disagree, if you want to just say that I'm completely wrong, that's cool. All right, I'm okay with that. But enough people have said, you know, why do you film from your car, that I thought I would respond. So first of all, I have a device that has everything secure. I got my shades on. I'm literally watching the road. This is about as safe as talking on the phone when you are in a hands-free device in your vehicle, or if someone were sitting passenger. In fact, if someone was sitting passenger, you'd probably be looking at them, and that would probably be more unsafe. But you know, I've had people write in and say, do you not have a home? Can you not stop and pull over? Why are you doing this? And you know, why do you wear driving gloves? I don't wear driving gloves. Sometimes I film right after I went on a bike ride. Okay. But needless to say, I love all the questions people are asking, and that's fine. And listen, I'll tell you why I film while I am on my commute many times. And the reason why is because I'm a dad of three. I'm a husband. I'm an entrepreneur. And what I do is I create while I am living. In other words, I don't say, oh, here, let me stop and, you know, let me do this video and let me do 10 takes and let me do 5 edits and let me have my team, you know, put in all this fancy jump cuts and all this stuff. Listen, that's fine. If people want to do that, they're probably vloggers and that's probably their business or a large part of their time. I'm a CEO of a publishing company. I write books. I love to coach people. I don't have time to create videos all the time. I just don't. I wish I did sometimes, but sometimes I don't. I mean, to me, it's creating content. And the best way that I can create content is when I'm on the fly. A lot of times what I do is during the week, when I have a thought, when I have an idea, I just might write down one sentence like, you have to grow or you have to go. Maybe I'll hear a quote and I'll write it down. And then literally when I hop in my car, I press record and then I just shoot that video. And look, for years I struggled and struggled and struggled with a frequency of a podcast and a YouTube channel. And I would start, stop, and it would just not be flowing. And as a result, it was this thing where in 2018, I said, I'm either gonna do it well or I'm gonna stop doing it forever. And what I did is I got our team around and basically I delegated everything else except for creating the content. So I have people who do the thumbnails, I have people who do the uploads, I have people who do the all the great stuff. And they are awesome, they are an awesome team. And listen, I say that because for years I did everything myself. When you start out as an entrepreneur, you don't have money, you don't have a team around you, and you gotta do everything yourself. And I did that. But eventually, if you've never read the book E-Myth, you want to be working on your business and not in your business. Otherwise, you're gonna always stay at a certain level. So what I began to do is I began to essentially hire people to do the things that, sure, I could do, but it wasn't my vital function. And as a result, it was things that were basically taking up time that wasn't the highest good for our business. So I say all that to say that it is my desire to want to create content, and the only way I can create content that fits my lifestyle is if I am doing it on the fly. And so as a result, that's why I record from the car. I know that's a long explanation, but enough people ask questions. Listen, If it's for you and you want to do it, great. If you think it's the dumbest thing in the world, don't do it, okay? It's your life, it's your career, it's your content, and it's your choice. So this is what I'm doing. I'm using a device that I could probably put the link in, maybe I will, but it's great, and it's been done all kinds of safety standards and stuff like that. It's completely a fantastic device. Someone recommended it to me. So this is Carry Over Runner, Be a Soul on Fire. And listen, my guess is you probably have great content that we need to hear from, and you need to start creating it. So if you want to do all kinds of glamorous vlogging, great. If you think vlogging is stupid, don't do it. But if you got something to say, video is a great platform today. This is Carry Over Runner, Be a Soul on Fire. And that's why I shoot videos oftentimes from my vehicle. We'll see ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.